episode of We Don't Know Sports, you could say it might be 2 years in the making. It could be 30 years in the making, or I don't know how you want to look at it. But Mr. Brown, Greg, of all the no filter segments we have done over the years, is there one that stands out to you as being the best?
I mean, it's clearly the one we done 18 months ago with these dudes. I mean, Lions fans bring it. Everyone's will talk about Bills Mafia, but if you watched all the games this past weekend, the best environment was in Detroit with that Rams game. So back and forth game, you pulled it out. Your boy Stafford didn't quite get the win. You're moving on, obviously, this weekend. So we're going to bring the same energy tonight because you boys got everything and more to be excited about this weekend. So I'm excited for you.
Everything. So we got a gaggle of Lions fans, or I guess a pride of Lions fans. Yeah, is the right way to say it. First and foremost, like congratulations on the playoff victory.
It's awesome.
Let's hear it. A round of applause for our Lions.
Let's go.
Yes, let's go. Absolutely.
Let's right, go.
So let's get everybody a little familiar with you guys. If they want to go back and check out the previous episode, you can just search No Filter Lions and find it on our website. But we got from different parts, but close to Detroit. So let's just get a rundown. So let's just start with Trevor. Just a little quick synopsis. How long you been a Lions fan? Where are you at?
Probably since I can remember, Barry Sanders years, mid-90s, since I was a kid. And then I haven't missed a game since 2010, 2009. I haven't missed a single preseason, postseason, or regular season. Very few postseason in between there, but haven't missed any of it. And then from Macomb, Michigan. Okay. So about 30 minutes outside of Detroit.
All right. And then we got Nit, who has the best audio of any guest we ever have. He does a good job.
For sure.
And he's rocking the Barry Sanders jersey if you guys aren't watching. So where are you? You're in Iowa?
I'm in Des Moines, Iowa. We're about 8 hours from Detroit, but I grew up Ames, Iowa. Iowa State's just north of here. Watched Barry Sanders play for Oklahoma State, ran for 7,000 yards, it seemed like, that day. And I was, wherever he goes, my favorite team. And if I'd have known then, I probably wouldn't be sitting here now with about the Lions. But hey, all good things, man. So I love it. I love repping it. It's funny now being in Des Moines. You see, we're kind of, we got Kansas City 2 hours away, and we got Chicago about 4 hours away, Minnesota 3 hours away. So there's not a real fan base. It's who's hot. So now we see a lot of Detroit Lions stuff walking around. It drives me insane.
We know all about that in West Virginia, man. We're filtered with Steelers, Bengals, Browns, whoever else, Cleveland.
Yeah. If you go up to the Eastern Panhandle, you get Washington there. It's crazy.
Yeah. So same thing here.
That's all right. You're representing the Lions, and that's what matters today. And then we're going international. At least it was last time. Are we still international, Brandon? I don't know. And it's not even Brandon. It says something else on here. I'm just serious. What is that?
It's something that I've kind of been working on. I'm manifesting it. You know how, would you say something serious to somebody, but they start laughing, and you're like, no, I wasn't kidding. And I kind of feel that way about my Lions. When I go back to watch the video, and I feel that way. I said that if you put the talent around Jared Goff, you would show that the Lions would play for the coach, that the city would be behind it. And ultimately, and nothing against Aaron Rodgers, I said the guy's got to get hurt and leave. He literally left. He got hurt. They got talent. And we're international over here, so I'm just happy to be back. I love it. I missed you guys, and I kind of watch you guys from afar quietly. But this is
let's go, baby.
Beautiful. This is beautiful time, beautiful karma, beautiful people. It's great. I love it.
Let's go.
So we'll rather do more of this, or we'll never talk again, depending on what happens this weekend. I'm not taking credit for anything that happens. Good or bad, it's not our fault.
I thought this was perfect. When you scheduled this, I was looking at the calendar going, that's going to be the week after. So you're going to either have us upset, or we're going to be a static. So
exactly what I was thinking, Nick. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Can you guess what we thought was going to happen?
None of this was gonna happen.
So can I say one thing? I'm gonna say on our going back a couple 2 years on our old podcast, I said Jared Goff was not gonna be the answer for Detroit at quarterback. And I will eat my words and say we should re-sign him, and he is that offense right now.
You should have listened to your dog.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Because that man has proved me wrong. And it's not based on what he did at the ranch. I just haven't Stafford so for so many years that it was just the normal. You know what I mean? Having something different was weird. It wasn't right having a drop back Peyton Manning type quarterback. We never had that before, really. And to see
you sound
that,
like you're getting a little emotional just
now. Now I can hear it. But like, here's the thing.
No, but like, it's different. It's a different vibe, and yeah, especially being around Detroit, it's just a different vibe. Of you can go into a gas station and people are like, "You watching the game today?" Of course. Before it'd be like, I don't even want to even turn on the Lions. Like, I'd rather watch Wheel of Fortune than the Lions. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it was. That's what it was. And now it's great to see it around the city. It's awesome.
So do you guys feel like this is this just the beginning, or are you guys kind of where you think you're going to go? Cause you know, the NFC is wide open. I think you got the 49ers there, but what I want to hear from you guys is just kind of, how that playoff win felt. Like, take me through what you guys were feeling. When did you feel like you had it? Because, you know, it was an interesting game, but I just want to kind of hear what you guys were experiencing.
And the bittersweetness of beating Stafford.
Yeah, how did that feel? So, and I need to know if any of you were at the game. Was his wife booed? I read that.
They
somewhere.
All got booed terribly.
It was the entire family. It wasn't the wife. It wasn't the kids. It wasn't Matthew Stafford. It was the entire. If you had a Stafford last name, you were getting booed.
Which I don't know why. Right, and I don't know why they would expect anything less. I know Cali Stafford was really out there because the city of Detroit still loves Matthew Stafford. I mean, he still does fantastic things for the city.
And they came out and said that they're going to do a reunion, not a reunion, but a tribute thing to him next year when we play them in the regular season.
Yep.
They weren't taking the playoff game to do that. They're not taking that away from the fans. Right. They're not doing that.
It is funny how it kind of comes all the way around where – you know, we saw the first round, and I was actually hoping for Green Bay because I was like, I do not want to lose to Matthew Stafford coming back in here, especially the way we know our defense has played against wide receivers, Kupp and Nacua, which Nacua went off. Like, the Rams very easily could have won that game. I mean, I don't think that any unbiased person can sit there and say what they want, but I gave up. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. What you're saying is, they could have gave up that game, yes, but that was probably the best football game, back and forth that anybody has seen in a long time. And for them to have, what was it, 36 million viewers or something like that?
It's the most watched game that's not been
since
a Super
the Super Bowl.
Bowl.
Yeah, since the Super Bowl. And I've been telling my friends down here and everything that game, if Detroit plays Stafford in the playoffs, that is the Super Bowl. I don't think they're going to have that many viewers even for the Super Bowl, unless the Lions make it.
Oh, no. It's blowing everything else away except
Super Bowl. I think when you look at it like this, it's like, okay, Matt Stafford needed to get it executed, and I don't mean that in a negative way. Like,
Kirby Joseph.
It's like you've got to put him to bed. Like,
Close the book.
Yeah, because people, like what they say about the greats. Like, you know, like Michael Jordan used to come in and people used to be like, "Oh, Mike, nice," and then he would drop you for 50. Yeah. Like Matt Stafford coming in and being like, "Oh, I did that and this." It's like, okay, you know what? Monday morning, I'm sure they love Matt Stafford. Like, but today, if ever there was gonna be a same old Lions moment in the history of same old Lions, it would be to literally be like, "Hey Matt, you know what? We're gonna give you a standing O." No. The brand new Lions say, check it out. Between the hours of this and this, that's your ass. And if you look at what they did, they played him really, really hard. They made him work for it. And you got to look at it. The last four games of, like, look who they played. Justin Jefferson twice.
CeeDee Lamb.
Who can go like 1,500 yards of receiver each one.
And all of them went off. And Justin Jefferson went off in both games. Puka went off. CeeDee Lamb went off. And we still, 100%. I'm not talking about the Dallas game, would have won that game, but all of them went off and we still won all those games.
Well, if, and here's the test. Here's the test how you feel about the Lions. How do you, wait, guys on this side, how do you guys feel about the Lions? Do you know what I mean? Like, think about right. that. I'm a diehard. I'm going to say I love them anyways. What have you seen since we were here that has you guys feeling like, damn? You know, like the ticket sales are $1,100. It's the hottest ticket in the world. The draft is coming to Detroit in April. Like, everything is set up for this to be the thing, right? So for us to be Lions fans, we could almost say, like, the Dallas Cowboys, like, we told you. But I want to know how people that aren't close to it feel about the Lions. Like, do you look at the Lions now and be like, you know what? You know, what are they talking shit? Like, Matt Stafford, I remember them saying he wasn't elite. So we're supposed to be the guy that doesn't get playoff wins if we're brand new Lions. Like, because when he was our quarterback, that was his stick. So the new Lions should have whooped his ass like they did. Baker Mayfield is allegedly an underdog guy. That's why they gave him 6.5. You know what I mean? Like, let's look at what it is.
Did you hear what Stafford said when they asked him, how do you feel for the city of Detroit?
He said he's happy for the players.
For the players.
Yeah.
Not for the city. He's happy for the players.
But to be fair, he's a competitor, and I'm sure he was not.
And I get it. I get it. But at the same time, like, you know, you preach all this about – I'm not knocking Stafford. Don't get me wrong. It's just and then I watched the video of him with Kirby Joseph. They two got into it, and he's calling – Kirby Joseph, the third player.
In that spot, they had like 6 plays in a row where they knocked Stafford out. I don't know how Stafford even came back in that game.
He's a genius.
I didn't.
they knocked out Nakua there with a hard hit. They knocked out Higby with that hit. They knocked out Kyron Williams. They were just hitting. Like, it was awesome.
Me and my buddy were looking up to see if there's ever been a number one draft pick and a number two draft pick played against each other. Because Wentz and Goff were both 1 and 2.
Yeah.
So we were looking up at that time, like, hey, has that even ever happened? And then Stafford comes running back out onto the field. I'm like, how is he even playing?
He's a grown-ass man. That's why he thought he was going to get love. That's why we loved him. That's why he went to the Rams and won. That's why real Lions fans cheered him when he went. Thank you very much. You come to our house, you get that ass whooped. This is what it is.
All right, a couple things. One, I'm surprised that you're surprised about Stafford, because I believe the longest continuous clip in NFL films history is of that man.
Yes.
Going
Cleveland Browns.
Amazing, amazing. And then it's confession time. I want you guys to know that I did pick the Lions to win. What about you?
Hey, so we're talking about old Lions, okay?
We know Greg's opinion on the Lions.
No, I picked the Rams. I'm going to be 100% honest because
– I know.
No, let me
finish, because I needed the Lions to prove to me that they could win a playoff game. And don't get me wrong, like, I am rooting for the Lions, and I'll elaborate later in the show. I mean, well, not a regular show, but I'm hoping for a Lions-Bills Super Bowl. I picked the Rams because I felt like that was a typical Lions story where Stafford would come back and win the game. From an outside perspective,
I'm being
honest.
Absolutely. Well, and here's the thing.
It was only 24-23, so it could have went either way, but you guys pulled it out.
And both quarterbacks were damn near perfect.
In the first half,
Both quarterbacks were – I mean, the entire game, if you look stat for stat on running back, quarterback, wide receiver, I mean, it was damn near perfect, minus Puka, because we gave up – football game.
Well, I'll tell you, like, this year for me, it's getting out of that same old Lions mentality all year long. And up until now, like the last 3 weeks, I'm just like, psh, they got it, because they every time, like, oh, here we go. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Hey, to be fair though, so when I made that opinion, when I picked that game, I picked what I thought would happen. It's not what I wanted to happen. Like, I was trying to be objective.
Oh, it's okay.
The fact is, I'm glad I was wrong. I'm glad I was wrong.
So I'm gonna go consensus around everybody. There is a possibility that the Lions have home field advantage all the way to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And for the fact that that is a possibility, and there were Rams players that came out and said that Ford Field, it's impossible to hear at last week. Hmm. That was almost damn near impossible to hear at. And they said, good luck to the Buccaneers if you think that you're going to be able to hear anything. And to be able to think that there is a possibility that there's an NFC championship at Ford Field.
Insane.
Yeah. I already heard Tampa talking about the weather and playing in Detroit, how tough that is.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
I loved it.
Todd Bowles handed that perfectly, too. Like, what?
You know they play indoors, right? Like,
a reporter was asking them about preparing for playing outside in Detroit.
Are you serious?
Yes. Someone who has a bias fan.
Oh, yeah.
The Lions haven't played outdoors since 56.
So here's ultimately, I want the Packers to win next week, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, for sure.
It's nothing against San Francisco. I like San Francisco, too.
We get home field.
But that's part of it. It's beating the Packers, the team that's kicked the shit out of Lions over the years. So now you beat Stafford. You get. There's not really a storyline with Tampa Bay. I mean, there isn't. But with Green Bay, you beat Stafford, and you beat Green Bay to make it to the Super Bowl.
No,
it's huge.
And Jared Goff threw for, I think it was 353 against Tampa this year.
Yeah.
And they only scored 20 points.
Without Jahmyr Gibbs, without David Montgomery.
Without
two other offensive linemen. Yeah.
It's not even the same Tampa team, guys. Like, that's the thing that's messed up. Like,
I agree.
You got to think, like, okay, so when you play in, like, The trouble when you play Green Bay is because it's a rivalry. We play them a lot. They got a lot of film on us. We got a lot of film on them. So there's that problem in its own, which is scary. Baker Mayfield is the underdog hero, and that team is nuts. Like,
and so I'm not knocking Baker. I've been a Baker fan since college.
Oh, he loves this. Mike Evans loves this.
This is his type of game. And that's what scares
Mike
me.
Evans
is this
loves
is his type of game.
They respect Tampa.
Yeah, they take him over the top. Like, absolutely. He's not going to be like, he's going to take it over the top and finish.
Yeah.
Right? So if we play the bend don't break, which has worked very well, nothing underneath, and your running is just done. Like, and if you notice, they're deliberately letting the receivers get 200 yards. They don't care. Cam Sutton's not covering. Evans is going to take him over the top. And
Godwin might be out this week, too.
What you said, Brandon, I'd rather give up 200 yards to Mike Evans one touchdown. I'd do that all day. Break the receiver. I don't even care. But the defense, you're going to shut down everybody else. You're not going to have a run game. You're not going to have anybody.
Are you, though? See, when you play Green Bay, Baker Mayfield and Tampa want to win because it's the playoffs. Green Bay wants to win because it's Detroit. It's different. Yeah, they don't need any motivation. You know what I mean? They want to beat
games,
us.
Though, too.
How sweet would it be for Green Bay? Sorry to cut you off. Think about this.
No, you're good.
How sweet would it be for Green Bay to come into Detroit and steal our division championship after what we did to them last year?
It wouldn't mean everything else we did this year would mean nothing.
I forgot you guys kept them out of the playoffs in the
final. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to play with it like that.
A loss to Green Bay would suck.
I'm just saying. The worst.
The thing that if anybody thinks this whole scripted NFL crap is real,
I was going to ask about that.
Well, you got to think with the teams that are in the playoffs right now, what is the most profitable and the most newsworthy story?
I just said it. Jordan Love snatching Detroit's heart out. And Green Bay getting another MVP quarterback.
Green Bay can't keep having quarterbacks.
That's the story.
Detroit and $500 upper deck nosebleed tickets is the story.
We gotta put the stake in the heart. Like,
no. The story is Detroit versus Buffalo. Watch Josh Allen come back in that AFC and start running.
They barely beat us, some bitches.
let's talk about why outside of Detroit it's so big. Motherfucking Dan Campbell.
God damn it.
Campbell, I don't know how long he's under contract, but y'all got to figure it out.
I watched Amon-Ra St. Brown, the St. Brown brothers thing.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah, and Amon-Ra said the same thing. He goes, you know, when they talk about other teams in the playoffs, they show pictures of, you know, Baker and Jordan Love. They show the Lions. They show Dan Campbell.
It's an identity, right?
I mean, he's brought everybody together. Like, this team is not just – he really says that, and he really means it. It's the city. It's every employee in the building. It's everybody.
Nate,
it's one team. It's amazing.
You know what's even better is that you have players from outside teams coming out in their own locker room going, I'll go play for Dan Campbell.
Absolutely.
Right now, I will go play for Dan Campbell.
Damn straight.
How many people have came out? Derrick Henry has said he'll come to Detroit and play.
Lamar Jackson said last year.
Lamar Jackson that Detroit said he'd come. That's played. Right. Like, Young.
It's nuts.
Carter. They're not Detroit Lions guys. But I'll walk back on something that I said in the other podcast about Swift. I like Swift. We got rid of Swift. He's soft in the ass. Look what he did in Philly. Jamal Williams, one touchdowns, New Orleans. Do you know what I mean? They bring in Montgomery, 1,000-yard back, leading the lead in tackles, Lions guy, boom. Top 10 because in rushing. Jameer Gibbs, top 12 in rushing. Yep. You know, Sewell, we talked about. How well was he doing?
Brandon, you want to know why, though, too?
I always said Swift was in the wrong offense.
Yeah.
He was in the wrong offense, right? But once you get David Montgomery and then you draft Jahmyr Gibbs, right? Yeah. You have that Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara type running back tandem there. So you can
Nip said we have to crush the draft, right? So what did we do? What did we get in the trade? We got Iffy. We got Jack Campbell. We got Jahmyr Gibbs. We got
Brian Branch.
He crushed the draft. And then Brad Holmes is the genius now, right?
And then you see the GM screaming his head off, cheering in an elevator somewhere. And you go, I want to go play for that guy. And that's what's happening because they're going to have some free agent space here. They're going to have to get some guys. They're going to Aiden Hutchinson on the other side. People are going to line up.
Nate and Brandon, you know damn well, like, you watch these Lions games nowadays and you're like, I'll go out there and play for Dan Campbell. You need me to go take a block? I'll go take a block.
Right.
Like, I'll go
run. It's just a different mindset. He hasn't believing in themselves. Like, they say he's so aggressive because he'll literally go, we're going to do this. Just go do it. Like, you guys can do it. Go do it. And where people why are we doing this? But then you realize he's motherfucking Dan Campbell.
He says everybody on the practice bench, everybody, if you're wearing a jersey and you do your job, you'll get to play.
Yeah.
You don't block. You don't hit the rock. They're pulling people off the practice squad. Like, what's that guy's name? Valdor?
Vidor,
yeah.
Chad and Greg, you got anything to say? Because I feel like we just run in this.
No, I told you that's what this is. It's supposed to be about you guys. Let's dissect a couple things you guys said. So, number one, Dan Campbell. So, from the outside looking in, you know, when we look at him, like, he is a coach you want to play for. So, everything you guys are saying is correct. But what's amazing is sometimes that rah-rah will only get you like a little further because then it comes down to X's and O's. So I self-admittedly don't know a lot about the coordinators up there, but everything seems to be clicking. And then you guys brought up the draft. When's the last time the Lions won a draft?
The last two years.
Up until Dan, other than when Dan motherfucking Campbell walked in, it wasn't
And Brad Holmes, Because when they drafted Jahmyr Gibbs, okay, let me ask you guys this as Lions fan. When they drafted Jahmyr Gibbs 12th overall last year, did we all have the same thing? Like, what the fuck is he doing?
No, not true.
I love Jahmyr Gibbs, but at 12.
Quick story. After the game, I went immediately and I put on Madden and I did whatever and I drafted the game, did a franchise. This is going to sound so funny. My wife was sitting here, we were having a beer and I was playing it for fun because she was just like, I was trying to explain it to her, Jahmyr Gibbs, and not to watch the film. And I turned around and I said, if this kid does anything that he does in this video game, he's going to be a fucking problem. And my wife, just the other day, she was like, I said, yeah, man, this kid, because in the game, even though it was just a game, you wouldn't know. Fast, he was breaking tackles, catching, and I was like, he's not supposed to break tackles like that. Then you watch him in real life.
Here's what's happening. Like, Brandon got mad and out, and he's like, I'm going to will this son of a bitch to greatness. It's real to me, damn it.
I told you. Listen, voodoo star. I literally watched the video. I said, Aaron Rodgers has to leave and get hurt. So let's go Lions.
to be honest with you, like, when we drafted Gibbs, I was like, oh, damn, we're going to have a fast backfield.
Yes.
Like Swift and Gibbs. I was like, damn, that's unstoppable. And then you get
LaPorta and Campbell.
LaPorta.
You know, Alabama, Iowa, baby.
We didn't even talk about LaPorta yet.
That's foul money. That's foul money.
But I was just, at the time, I was like, damn, we're going to have a fast back. Yep. And then we traded Swift. And I'm like, all right, we got David Montgomery.
Traded Hockenson.
Man, that. Well, we got Montgomery, and I'm like, damn, that dude is a problem for us.
Yep.
When we were playing,
1,000 yard leads the lead.
Iowa State player.
So I was all happy for that. And then we got LaPorta, and that man, I swear to God, he looks at the camera and he goes, I just want to play football. That's all I want to do.
Yeah. And he showed the entire city of Detroit the size of his balls last week.
Oh,
just dressing up and playing. Where, not only, let's be fair, Kelsey sat out with that same injury.
He is the new Travis Kelsey. He is Travis Kelsey.
He's got a little bit to go, but I get what you're saying. Well, he's
I mean,
he's not.
And until Taylor Swift is single, he's got to kind of wait there too. So.
I mean, he might go get Billy Eilish.
Travis Kelsey can focus on football. Okay, I'll give you an example. Okay, so just watching the Lions and stuff, great and all these things, we're talking about Travis Kelsey. Perfect example. The Lions pick people that love ball, like Pete Carroll type love ball. Think football, watching tape, watching film, you know, talking to the old heads, reminiscing on old games, just ball players, right? Travis Kelsey is in every other damn commercial that's on TV, and his girlfriend's on every other thing. So, like,
she runs the planet, I'm pretty
they're
sure.
They're athletes, they're great, but they don't love ball. Like, did you see Dan Campbell's thing today? He was just like, if you don't have the stuff, you probably won't play here. Like, no disrespect. Yeah. Like, we're ballers and we got a mission. Like,
so
we can be famous later. We want to ball.
So, yeah. I know that we're on time limit for live shit, but as Lions fans, us three here, right? They make the NFC Championship. We plan to go to meet up.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. All right. So let's stop right there for
a
second.
Let's go.
I got to take a piss. So let's take a break. let's take a break. We're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about what the remaining playoff kind of situation looks like. We know you're talking about Green Bay, but you know, just maybe a heat check on how you're really feeling about this playoff run. Are they getting over the next round? Are they getting to the Super Bowl? And if you had an ideal matchup, maybe not so much of the script thing, but like, where do you think the easiest road lies ahead? So let's all go get you another beer. Go get you a piss break, whatever you got to do. We'll be back in five, okay?
Oh, no, that was we had a – So since the last time we saw each other, so I'm 46 now, and we have an 8-month-old.
I'm 32.
Oh. And wasn't planned. It was a good blessing, right? Greg, you see me on all the time. My kids are always out there on Facebook. But
so you said you have an 8-month-old, right?
Yep.
Well, that's right around the end of the last Lions season, right?
Right, draft. I was like, yeah, baby, let's go.
Right around the draft, right?
What were you celebrating?
Yeah, he got too excited.
Well, I'm an Iowa fan, so they drafted two Iowa players. So, you know.
That's got to be fun.
The rest is history.
You get to root for him in college, and you get to root for him in the NFL.
He's like, get in there, honey, lock the door. They drafted an Iowa player.
Right, can you act like Jack Campbell? Tackle me.
Please. Break my kneecaps.
Tight end you.
Oh, wow. All right, so everybody got a chance to bleed the lizard and whatnot, so we're back at it here. We're wrapping up with our Lions family here, the pride that is the No Filter Lions from, 18 months ago, you said?
That's right.
Something like that. So
It was after the Pittsburgh tie, because I remember you guys when Jared Goff was injured, threw 98 yards or something like that. It was crazy.
I'm glad to see since we came back from our break that Brandon's in a study now.
Yeah, he went to the library.
Different room.
Yeah, I had to get serious about this, guys. Like, I felt like
Brayden went from the
Dan Campbell would be disappointed with that.
Well, I just did it, my computer updated, and then now I'm serious, so I gotta just roll with it.
Hey, when I was a kid, my third grade teacher thought we were rich because she would not ask like questions, and sometimes I'd be like, "Yeah, my dad was in the library." And my dad would always just refer to the bathroom as the library because he would go in there and read. And there's a parent-teacher conference one night, and they're like, "Oh, I hear you guys have a nice home with the library." And my dad's like, "Oh, what the hell are they talking about?" And I got accosted a little bit verbally by my parents about making sure I don't spread false information about having illusions of grandeur, fine libraries and whatnot. But anyway, I like Brandon's. We'll roll with that. But let me go to Nit real quick. I want to start with you. Just fill in the blank for me. And it doesn't have to be a one-word answer. You can elaborate as much as you would like. Jared Goff is blank.
The Detroit Lions starting quarterback until he retires. End of story. Until he doesn't want to be anymore. Like I like these questions.
Yeah.
He's been the man. He's proved. I would say he proved me wrong. Like, I knew he had the talent. When we talked last time, he didn't have the talent around him. And now Amon-Ra. Like, literally, we had that conversation. Amon-Ra just exploded, right? Like, the sun god is the man. And then they got Josh Reynolds, but he's also been, you talked about coordinators with Ben Johnson, who's going to be not going to be there next year. Like, he's going to have an open check to go wherever he wants to head coach. Aaron Glenn's going to be gone too. Our offense, defense, offense around him, which is when I look at like Chicago and Justin Fields, they're trying to build Justin Fields into their offense instead of building the offense around him. And that's why they struggle. So that's my thought process. And Jared Goff's amazing. So
can I ask Nit something? Nit, I want to ask you. So you said Aaron Glenn's going to be gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion on picking up Mike Vrabel?
I think
for a defensive coordinator.
I think they're going to hire. It'll be Calvin Shepard. Shep, the linebacker. Kelvin. Yep.
Yeah. You're not going to be able to get Vrabel. Vrabel will get a head coach.
Campbell's loyal to a fault, and he's going to bring.
Would you pursue Vrabel for a defensive coordinator?
I wouldn't either.
Why,
you got
to
stick with the culture that you got.
Exactly. And let's remember what happened the last Patriots culture they brought in.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I don't even know what the Patriots culture anymore.
No, but to me, like, Dan Campbell's got his mentality. You all talked about it at length. Why not elevate your guys who are performing in practice?
No, you're not.
And elevate new guys into those new positions.
Make it the Dan Campbell way. I have no interest in Vrabel.
It was just a thought, you know what I mean? Like, just look at him, you know?
Hey, that's all we're doing. We're just having bullshit conversations. Absolutely. That's all it is. Let's keep moving. Let's keep moving. Cause I got more questions. Let me go to Brandon next. So Brandon.
Jared Goff is a gritty quarterback. That's been to the playoffs. He's already been to the Super Bowl. He's part of the reason why Detroit Lions are winning. And
I want to hear the question.
That needs to be recognized. So he is a franchise top 10 quarterback, period.
All right, I'm going to put the shoe on the other foot. The shoe's on the other foot here. All right, so by the time people listen to this, this game's already over. So what does Tampa Bay need to do to beat Detroit?
Is this for Brandon?
That's for Brandon. I got one for you, Trevor. Don't worry.
What does Tampa Bay need to do to beat the Lions?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They got to play four quarters. It's like he said, it's kind of whoever gets the last punch. So they got to be willing to get beat up all game. Because that's
quarters,
just the way
four downs.
All
four
ga- all
quarters,
game.
Four downs.
Like,
four,
your special teams quarters. Have to hit. Your you know, everybody's going to hit. The receivers are blocking. No block, no rock. You just got to play all game. And that's why I'm worried about Baker Mayfield, because that's his game, really. It's more his game than Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford can take the hits, and I know this is a longer answer, but, like, Baker Mayfield is the kind of, like, he's more gritty. Baker Mayfield could be a Lions quarterback.
Right, that's exactly what I was going to say. Baker Mayfield is a Dan Campbell type of player.
Yes, absolutely.
100%.
I've been
they have to outgrit
since
the Lions, and I don't know if they can in that environment.
Baker Mayfield. Well, did you hear what he said about Baker Mayfield showing up and throwing the ball for all his receivers on Pro Day right before he did his own draft day? He showed up to throw for his receivers. Like, you know what I mean? So, well, like, that kind of stuff, we're talking about Dan Campbell, like, that's galvanizing. A player like that can get people to elevate and play. You know what I mean? Like,
so, Brandon, they,
so if they do what Lions do, the Lions should be worried about Tampa. You know?
So, so when they ask you, you know, what do they got to do? It's four quarters, four downs of football for the Lions is what they got to play. Four quarters, four downs. That's what they got to play against Tampa. Right,
so back to Baker real quick, because I have a question from the outside perspective here. He got 250K when he beat the Lions. He gets another 250K if he – when he beat the Eagles. And now he gets another 250K if he beats the Lions. Like, that's $500,000, fellas.
That's incentive.
But here's the thing. I don't think – I mean, we all want money. I don't know if Baker is driven by money. Baker's driven by winning. I really, truly believe that.
I think it's a little bit of both, man. You got to look at his career, man.
Agreed. Well, but
5 years. Feels like a lot. It's only 5 years for Baker. That's what they're saying today. 5 years. So five years boils, he was on all
one at a time, fellas.
Sorry. He's not driven by money. I agree with Nick. He doesn't care. That's the way they signed him to keep him on that team. But he wants to go out and say that I went out and outfought Dan Campbell and Lions. He wants that on his jacket.
And he's already earned a bigger contract for next year. Let's be fair.
All right, your thoughts, Trevor. What do you think?
I just think Baker, yes, Baker can come out. He will – if he has 250K on the line, he'll come out and sling the ball. He'll do Baker Mayfield shit. Let's be real. But the Lions have so much that they're playing for right now that in their – they're not worried about Baker – getting incentives. They're not worried about him getting yards. There's so much going on with the Lions that they're so amped up for this game that it's insane.
30 years in the making.
And the fact that they get to find out if they go to San Francisco or Green Bay comes home the night before is going to play a huge factor into the game and into the crowd. Because if Green Bay pulls it out and beats San Francisco, that crowd is going to be insane on Sunday. Yeah. That crowd.
Wait till you see the ratings for a Packers Lions in Ford Field.
Oh, wow. Well, more the Lions keep moving along, the ratings are going to continue because it's like watching something for the first time.
And that's what I said. And that's what I said earlier about the Lions. If you want to think that it's scripted or whatever you think, but the NFL wants the Lions in the Super Bowl because that's the story. That's the story.
They didn't want him for the last 30 years to even be in the playoffs. But
the NFL wants.
Back then, you didn't want me. Now I'm high. You all want me. We don't care.
It's an honor.
The NFL wants more Dan Campbell. Let's be fair, because he's everywhere.
But what happened? I can't remember the year. But what happened when the first year Patriots played Eli Manning and the Giants? They were the underdog. They were the team that no one thought that could get there. They beat them. Then they beat the undefeated Patriots with Randy Moss. So, and then I think it was Seattle was the last wild card team to win a Super Bowl. Why can't that be the Lions this year? Why can't that be them
ever again? That's so it goes. Doesn't matter what we do at this point. To that, like, I never ever want to play a running quarterback ever again.
So don't want to play the Bills. Neither do I.
I don't want to play Lamar. I want to not do that. I want someone that's going
to. So you want to play
pocket.
Houston? You want to play Houston in the Super Bowl?
CJ Stroud. I don't know.
So that's the issue. So if they do make it, they make it to the Super Bowl. Here's the question: who do you want to play?
I'm going to get there. I was going to put a bow.
Yeah, you got some other questions, Chad.
I got a quick one, a real quick one for Trevor. So if lost my damn train of thought. You guys are having good conversations and it's leading me everywhere. So let me ask you this. Do you guys know who the last team was that Detroit beat in the playoffs until this year?
Dallas Cowboys. 31-6.
That's yep. how you know. Oh, damn. That's how you know they're fans, and they probably heard that for the last 30 years.
The most we put up in playoffs was 38 in a loss against them too. We have a lot of records against Dallas.
You look at every Barry Sanders highlight, that run against the Cowboys where he bounced in, and then just popped out and ran off, and players just watching him run. Like, it's on every highlight reel.
What was the question there, Chad?
Well, that was the question. When did who did they beat 1991?
I'm the youngest here.
Did Washington win the Super Bowl in 91?
Yes, was that Doug Williams. Okay. Doug Williams.
Oh, that was the Doug Williams. Come on, yeah.
41-6. Doug Williams did like that.
Did Doug Williams whip you guys? He didn't, did he?
41-6.
He was in that game too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so the big thing with just the final, you know, couple rounds we got here left, you know, a lot of it comes down to being healthy and things like that. And Detroit seems to be pretty healthy overall.
James Houston's back this week too.
So
yes, that helps. He is, baby.
We just asked.
How many weeks has he been out?
Since week three.
Oh wow. Shit!
Fresh legs, or is he going to have too much rest?
He's
on
fresh too. No, that's why they released. What's his face? Bruce Irvin.
Julian Okwara, they released today for him to sign him.
Well, so the thing with James Houston is, you say, I don't know if it was Greg or Chad, but something about fresh legs. That man had more sacks than Aiden Hutchinson did last year in six games.
Yeah.
So he's going to come out running.
Yep.
He's
going to take some of the blocking off so Aiden can be, I mean, he's wreaking havoc being triple teamed.
Exactly. Wow. So you got Aiden. Yep. You know, who are you going to guard? You going to guard Houston? You going to guard Aiden?
Or McNeil?
All right. So let's keep it moving. So the question I have for Trevor, and then we're going to ask you guys the dream scenario, the dream sequence that needs to occur for the Lions to continue to march on to Las Vegas, and who you think will be the best, and by best. You guys can – I'm giving you time to think about this. Maybe the best for the casual fan, what you think the best matchup is, but just whatever you want to say the best opponent is in the Super Bowl. But before we get there, I asked Brandon what Tampa has to do. But, Trevor, I just want to know what Detroit has to do. So script the perfect game, you know, for what needs to happen for them to put Tampa, who what was 5-1 or 6-1 down the stretch. Mm-hmm. They smashed Philadelphia. So, and we all know Philadelphia was the opposite. So you can't take too much away with that. But what does the perfect Dan Campbell scenario look like?
Well, the perfect scenario is you stick to your script. You stick to running the ball, smash mouth football. You run the ball. And you keep with the play action with Jared Goff, because at this point there's no one that can really stop that play action with Jared Goff.
If the run
as long as that as long as David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs are doing what they need to do, there's not a defensive line that can stop that play action. And it's just as long as they stick to what they have been doing in smash mouth football. Is what I call it. I call it smash mouth football, like old school football. Then I don't see an issue with them getting past Tampa at all.
Control the line of scrimmage, both sides.
Yeah,
that's it.
And as long as I don't see an issue with the offensive line this week. I really don't. And I mean, we're getting a couple guys back that we didn't play against Tampa previously. For offense, defense, whatever it is. And I know it's a new Tampa team, but at the same time, it's a different Lions team. And you're coming into home. That home field advantage, and I can't get off of it, has so much to do with it. Is that crowd atmosphere has so much to do with the way that offense plays and the defense plays. It just plays so much of a factor.
I like the blue helmets, I'm just saying.
So here's the thing about the crowd too is
the blueberries.
Yep.
Each game is going to be a better crowd. It's just going to keep building. But there is a little concern.
That's my point.
There's a little concern I want to ask you guys about. Now that you got the W though, what percentage is that creeping into the back of your mind that was your Super Bowl and maybe
it's going up. I can tell you from being 30 minutes outside of Detroit right now that it's electric. It's just you have no idea what Tampa is getting in for.
Yep.
Like, there's people waiting around hotels of downtown Detroit just to be at the hotel for Tampa, just to wreak havoc. Like, it's like it's
gonna,
insane.
It's gonna be spectators partying.
I'll be disappointed.
Hotel is just booked out right now.
Well, see, because Chad, that old mentality was like, that's the old Lions mentality. We want our playoff game. They're hungry. That's not enough. I'm not saying they're winning the Super Bowl, but damn it. You're going to the NFC Championship game, and you're trying to get a Super Bowl.
Dan Campbell just sucked that mentality away, and now it's all positive. Like, it's all sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah. This isn't about, like, just checking boxes.
Right.
We're winning the whole fucking thing.
And it goes back to Sunday when the Lions got that ball back with 4 minutes left. Like, this game, I even said to my wife, it's over.
That's that Tom Brady
shit.
It's crazy. I can't believe you guys are that way now. Like, from just the last time we talked now.
It's just a culture change. They say culture change. You don't believe it? And now it's a programming, and it's over. And I'll be disappointed if they don't make the NFC Championship game. I'll be really disappointed. Anything beyond that?
Yeah, you know, it's about staying on business, as a young kid say too, right? So it's just like, I feel like that was the Super Bowl, which is an outside narrative, right? So it's like, if you know. To us, like, I was making jokes about Matt Stafford. No one loves Matt Stafford more than I. That clip, I watched it this morning. It's great. The guy was tough. He gave us everything. He didn't bitch. He asked to leave respectfully, and we got a ton back for him. But we had to handle that business, and we have to handle this business. And that's what they all said. Like, you said it perfectly. Like, the playoff game's done. That game is done. We're talking about it. They're looking forward. This is for us to talk about, and I hope that when we come back from this airs again, we're saying that, you know what, Lions, if you didn't win, cheers. We appreciate everything you gave us, and if you won, when this airs the second part, like, shit, I'll see you again, because that's how we feel right now.
All right. But bottom line is, yes, there's history, but I feel like Dan Campbell's mentality is, let's make our own history.
And the same point on that, coming out of the 2 minute warning. When they, on that second down, when he threw it to Amon-Ra for the game winner, basically.
Second and nine.
I was like, it's over. And then they came out, and I was like, what the hell are they passing for? And I was like, and they got completed the pass. I'm like,
that's why.
I got to stop questioning everything, because I'm sitting on my couch at home.
Yeah.
You know,
and see, that's what I love about Lions football this year, is that I go into every game, and I have no idea what the hell is going to happen. I have absolutely no clue what is going to happen.
I can tell you one thing that's going to happen is, if it's fourth down, you're fucking going for it.
Well, for sure.
But they do. Here's the thing. Before, we knew the Lions were going to lose. We knew they were going to try to wait to fuck it up. The refs were going to fuck with us. It was basically that way. Now, we don't know what's going on, and they know exactly what's going on. When you listen to the clips, every single person that mentioned that play, they're like, this is a play we ran 1,000 times. They were all laughing. Like, Aaron Rodgers, when he just makes that goofy, stupid look check down, and he used to throw a bomb over our head, like, he knew it was there. Like, you know, this is how we felt. We're like, we got you, and we're going to hold the ball for 1 minute, so that's it.
Like you said, Brandon, there, you said, you know, that, you know, you watch film or whatnot, right?
Yeah.
You watch those clips of the Lions games, it's like the Lions know what everybody's going to do.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's
insane that, like, Jared Goff understands what every fucking D-back is going to do right now and gets the ball where it needs to go, which is insane. And I don't know, you, Brandon, Nick, Greg, Chad, everybody can quote me wrong, but I think J-Mo is in the wrong position in the offense.
I don't think J-Mo is the problem. Honestly, here's the one downside to Goff. He's not a deep ball thrower. So
I'm not saying he's the issue. I'm saying I know Goff isn't a deep ball thrower, but you put J-Mo in the slot position.
Yeah.
You run him do slants, curl routes.
Sun God over him like that.
but you can't have both of them in the same position, which is
shitty
to me. But it is what it is.
All right. So let's get to the big question that might give you guys the most regret, or maybe the most joy, because it is it's premature jocularity. It's predicting. It's just assuming that the Detroit Lions, which, I'll be honest with you, I'm rooting.
It's not premature. I'm guaranteeing you, after this episode, and it's having another baby.
It might, yeah. It's going to be like each year, they'll get another win closer.
Exactly.
No, so
the Super. Let's go that family, brother.
The Super Bowl is a real a target for you guys this year. You're right there, just a couple games away. So Nit, if you had to pick, you know, who you think that best matchup is, whether it's matchup wise against Detroit or what the best viewing is going to be, who would you like to see Detroit face off if or when they compete for the Lombardi?
Baltimore. I want that revenge game against Baltimore. Plus, to me, they're the best team in the league. And that's just being honest. I think they're the best team in the league. I want to beat, because here's the thing. They're going to talk about the Lions beating a Rams team that wasn't very good. They're going to talk about, oh, hold on.
Hey, we got,
I love you, buddy.
Nobody say bad words.
Even she didn't agree with that answer.
What'd you say about the Ravens?
I didn't agree with it. She came up real quick.
Apologize to my dad. That's he's all right. He doesn't hold on. Actually play Baltimore and loses.
It's a boy. It's a boy. His name's Blaine.
Oh, Blaine, sorry. I just saw him.
Is that after Blaine Gabbert? Is that Blaine Gabbert?
No,
that's messed up. I'm muting him for that. That's he can't be saying Blaine Gabbert jokes.
Oh wow, he got muted.
But I want the Lions to face the Ravens. I think they're the best team in the league. Personally, I just feel that. And beating LA, beating Tampa, I don't want to hear about, oh, they had an easy road. Nope. Get me there. Let's take on Green Bay. Let's kick that one to the curb, and let's take on Baltimore again. Do we get smoked again? Maybe. I don't know, but I want the best to win.
I like that.
That's what I want.
All right, so let's hear what the rest has got to say.
Is Trevor unmuted?
He's got to unmute himself. I didn't know that.
Trevor can't even. But, he's beside himself.
But while Trevor is contemplating Blaine Gabbert jokes, which you know, we draw certain lines on the podcast. Brandon, same question to you.
That's
Brandon.
Where we draw it is Blaine Gabbert jokes.
Who's standards? We have standards here, guys.
Absolutely. All right, so let's kick it over, Brandon. Same question. Who you want to see in the Super Bowl when Detroit's in it?
The Dan Campbell fan in me, well, like, I would agree. I want that revenge game from the Ravens. No, it would be a huge statement to take out Green Bay, to take out Baltimore. The person that likes to play the safe bet, I like this story with C.J. Stroud. Like, it would be a lot because, again, even though he's a rookie, everything around him, it would give us the same national attention either way. We get exposed by running quarterbacks, and a lot of people do. So strategy-wise, I don't want that from playing X's and O's. You know, but C.J. Stroud, if him being in the Super Bowl, us winning it, and all, it would still get the magic, you know, less the exposure of 100-yard rushing from a quarterback. It made me sick.
I know one thing. It was a lot easier to find passionate, fiery, insanely passionate Lions fans, Texans fans. We got to dig a little deep for that sometimes. That's right. Just
they're new to this shit, okay?
They are. The Oiler fans.
All I know is.
Who you want, Trevor?
I'm so happy.
You got the floor, Trevor.
Who's your dream matchup for the Super Bowl? Who matches up the best?
Oh, for me, Buffalo. I think Buffalo is the best matchup for the Lions. I think as far as
that might be the most watched
If you want, not even most watched, but if you want a straight physical football game, I think Buffalo and the Lions would be the best. I mean, like Brandon said, the C.J. Stroud story is great and all, but playing against that Houston team, it wouldn't feel right. Like, if we were to make it to the Super Bowl, right? If we were to play Buffalo, that would be a hard-hitting football game. Straight nose, down your throat, we're going to run it. And to see that defense against Josh Allen and to see what they – it would be great.
That's my Super Bowl prediction, by the way.
But Buffalo went really? – Buffalo has lost what? They've lost what, 4, 5?
Yep.
They were out of it 6 weeks ago. According to everybody, they were out of it.
Well, I think he was talking about how many Super Bowls they lost. But yeah, you're right. They had to fire their offensive coordinator to get back this year.
About most watched, like the Niagara Falls, Buffalo, close to Detroit, Canada thing, like that's a lot of TV. That's a lot of views.
Not to mention, neither one has won it. So it's like it's a new.
You're getting the first ever.
And that,
Buffalo
and
screwed Doug Flutie.
Is,
I have no compassion for Buffalo.
I understand.
They screwed Doug Flutie. Like, that's it. You benched Doug Flutie. You benched my boy. That, you know what I mean?
You're dead to me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, forget about it.
I love it.
If you think the NFL is scripted, if you think that it is this and that, whatever it is, but. If you want the most watch and what the game should be, it should be Detroit versus Buffalo in Vegas. Like that would be insane. Vegas would go nuts if that was the game.
Well, they got to pay someone that made that long bet back in the day that the Lions would win the Super Bowl. Like, that's big money. There's a bet.
All
over.
Right. So real quick, we're going to talk about what we would love to see and all that bullshit. But like, let's put a bow on it and say what's really going to happen. We'll start with Nick. Who's going to be in the Super Bowl and what's the score? I want it on record from all three of you.
the head goes San Francisco, Baltimore.
Okay.
And I think that Baltimore wins, and they win pretty. Baltimore's just that good.
You're saying, like, Baltimore's going to hand it to San Fran.
They're going
to
wax him like
you
that.
You got a score?
Something like 31-14, somewhere in there.
Okay. Trevor, who's your Super Bowl?
Super Bowl is Lions Bills.
Okay.
Lions 31, Bills 27.
Oh, the heart wants what it wants.
All right, that's right.
Brandon, bring us home.
I'm swayed. I'm going Detroit, Baltimore. Detroit 30-7. We win our first Super Bowl.
Say that score again.
30-27. Lions win their first Super Bowl.
I thought you said 30-7. I was like, you need to play off that shit.
And I'm saying we win by the Super Bowl, a field goal out of pure karma.
Okay.
All right. So here's a bet. If they defeat Tampa, I'm down if you guys want to come back for a short segment. You down for that, Mr. Brown? Yeah. I mean, just to let you guys, you know, you can almost taste it. You'll be able to smell it. It'll be so close. So, and then on the other side of that, if they lose, I apologize for bringing you guys on the show and giving you bad karma. It wasn't my intent.
Oh, no, man,
this is great.
This was the sway out. All of the things mattered. It's like a witch's brew. These things all have to happen.
Hey, I am down for both of those situations, and I know it may be hard for Nit, but Brandon. And Greg or Chad, if they make the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl, we all meet up.
You got to have a beer.
Hey, you can FaceTime me.
We might be in Detroit summertime.
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
But I have a request, too. At the conclusion of the game, if you guys could, swing over to our website. We got a little icon. You can leave a voicemail. I expect a voicemail from all of you
on
how you're feeling, what the emotions are. I mean, I don't even need a hot take because it's going to be right after it's over. After after you hug your children and all that stuff, I need you to pick up that phone and be like, just let me hear what you got to say, because I want to capture the moment.
But this really sucks
for me. I appreciate this platform.
I love it. I love it. And like we were talking earlier, maybe next year or somehow we figure out we do a Lions podcast, all three of us.
Hey, I'll help you guys get it started if you need to. But hey, in the meantime, go raise some money and see if you can get $600 tickets for the
average ticket. Listen to this. Average
Who's
ticket
that?
For the Lions game. $1,160.
That probably is the average.
49ers Cowboys. It was $650.
All I know is I've seen someone in the background, but I've seen
he's a Bears fan.
That's our resident Bears fan, Manga.
Yeah, we purposely didn't let him on here. So
listen, he better pray. They're about to do. They're about to do his quarterback dirty.
Hey, Marvin Harrison, right? Are they going to?
They're trading.
No. They're getting Caleb. No, Cliff Kingsbury's about
to go to
Chicago. I want no damn part of Caleb Williams. And I'm a Raiders fan. I know we're not drafting first, but I don't want no part of Caleb Williams.
Hey, congratulations on your coach, Raiders fan.
Did they announce AP? Did they announce it?
He's staying. How can he not? Crosby said that if he leaves, he leaves.
Dude, when
you're
I
not giving that up.
When I heard that, I was like, Lions need to go after Crosby. have to.
Oh,
have
no, Crosby. He's not, sure. Crosby's not leaving.
Sure.
That's the last thing y'all need.
I love AP, man. Is, he's got that same mold as Dan Campbell.
Yeah. This went off the rails, like, real quick.
That puts you guys in the same scenario, realistically. Like, the players love him. They play for him. It changes the culture. He represents everything that the team's about. There's going to be Raiders starters caps all over again. It's going to be awesome.
I'm ready, baby.
I'm betting like a Raiders starter cap.
Brandon, you sound like a Raiders fan.
But no, I just love – you know what I do? I didn't never like the Raiders that way, but I had a Raiders jacket and a Raiders hat. I'm 43, you know?
That's it was cool to be a Raiders fan.
Yes.
Hell yeah,
yes, it was.
Ice Cube made it cool. Not only right? that, yeah. AP was walking the streets of Compton with Ice Cube yeah. as a Raiders fan.
He's a
cruising down the street in my 6'4". All right, yeah. This is the Raiders like, podcast.
Sorry. He's probably like Dan Campbell's drinking coffee, listening to Metallica. He's listening to Easy E, guaranteed. Yeah. Guaranteed.
I agree with that 100%. Hey, I'm here for that shit.
Hey, we got other stuff we got to go run and do. You guys are phenomenal, as always. We appreciate you. Hey, you all enjoyed the game.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys. Get your flowers too, guys. We appreciate taking a couple of Lions junkies and making us feel not delusional and appreciated. Because the rest of the world thinks we're crazy as hell.
And make me popular with my 14-year-old kids.
Hey, amen.
Yeah. Hey, Greg and Chad, I love what you guys are doing. Thanks, I listen to you guys all the time. Greg, I'm with the NBA and the MLB pages. I love it. And appreciate thank you buddy. For having us on. And for sure, after the next game, let's do it. Let's
next week, short segment, yeah. boys.
I'll be looking for those voicemails too. Can't wait.
You guys look like a baseball dummy, though. Like, your baseball knowledge is crazy. I don't know enough. I'm a baseball baby.
We'll get you there one day.
me and Greg, I go back and forth with Greg a little bit. Not me. Me and Greg go back a little bit.
It'll bow down to the baseball gods. Cheers,
let's go. All right, guys. Let's go Lions.
Go Lions. We're rooting for y'all. We'll talk to you later.